With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. There's a mountainside on the south coast of Big Sur that has been slowly slipping. Known as Paul Slide, it drops rocks, dirt, and mud onto Highway 1. Paul Slide is also threatening the road that connects a group of monks to the rest of the world. KAZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
The new Camaldoli Hermitage sits high on a mountain in Lucia. It's a small cluster of cabins, a chapel, and a bookstore with sweeping views of the Pacific Ocean. Father Cyprian Concilio walks through a courtyard past a fountain. He says the 14 Catholic monks who live here dedicate their lives to prayer, work, and study. The Hermitage is also home to a support staff and welcomes visitors searching for a peaceful retreat. He says Big Sur is a good fit.
We're such a small congregation and a little bit eccentric even among the other Benedictine monks, and Big Sur tends to be kind of on the edge, you know, so we feel comfortable there.
But life on the edge can be perilous. Father Concilio hops into an old BMW station wagon. He heads down the one-lane road that connects the Hermitage to Highway 1. About halfway down is where the road meets Paul's Slide.
So this is where Paul's Slide starts. As soon as you see the road drop there, this is how we're connected to it.
Over the past 2 years, the road has dropped down about 13 feet. And out another 20 feet. Father Concilio starts walking toward a freshly paved portion of the road. It's already full of cracks.
Oh, this is new, because this was just paved last July.
So you're really finding cracks all the time.
Oh yeah, it's still moving. If the rains come, this whole thing could go, we'd be cut off.
Only this small corner of the Hermitage's 890-acre property actually touches the massive slide. Ryan Turner is a geotechnical engineer for Caltrans.
Paul's Slide, like a lot of the big landslides up the Big Sur coast, is a series of interrelated landslides.
Turner helps manage the slide's impact on Highway 1. He says Paul's Slide has been active since the mid-1970s, but movement really picked up in early 2017. That's when storms wiped out Highway 1 in several parts of Big Sur, including right here. Now at Paul's Slide, the northbound lane of the highway has been converted into a catchment area for all the slipping dirt and rock. One-way traffic gets by in the other lane and is controlled by a stoplight. Turner says they'll be managing this slide for years to come.
So our best guess and our best engineering judgment tells us this slide is going to continue to move relatively slowly, but the magnitude of that movement is going to be significant.
Up the mountain, the only solution for the Hermitage is to build a new road away from Paul's Slide. Work has already begun. Father Concilio looks down on the footprint of the new road. The red dirt is wet from a fresh rain.
This is where it's going to come in. It'll be a little bit shorter because it's steeper.
This new road will cost more than $1 million. It will wipe out the savings of the Hermitage. But donations have been coming in from across the country and the Big Sur community.
I'm John Handy, and my wife Corinne and I own Tree Bones Resort in Big Sur, and that is an eco-resort on the south coast of Big Sur on Highway 1.
The Handys and four other business leaders have pledged $10,000 apiece to support the road construction. Now they're just looking for other donors to match it. Handy says in Big Sur, there's no local government to handle projects like this, so it's up to neighbors to step in.
But also, I understand that what they're doing is very special, that they can set aside their lives to basically pray for the world, pray for the rest of us, and meditate. And so that's a powerful thing, and they're such a peaceful community.
The new road to this peaceful community could be complete in 3 months, depending on the rain. In Lucia, Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.